You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Nobody takes me seriously anyway.
Hello, Lips. How are we?
Hello. It's nice to see you.
Tucking into some good-looking snacks here, Ruby. What have we got?
I've got some blue cheese over here, but I've spied some salmon over there, so that's where I'm going next.
Snack platter is looking pretty strong this year. On a scale of 1 to 10, where would we be rating this one, Maud?
It's definitely a 10, 100%.
Wow, big course.
You've got the cheese, you've got the pastrami, you've got the hummus. Little pickles, that's the best part for me.
Oh. There was a rumour going around that you were arriving in a Bentley. Did that happen?
Yes, it was a Rolls Royce.
It was a Rolls Royce. Now, how did the Rolls Royce come about, Luke Butter?
Because Chris O'Connor called me up this morning and said, my friend Gregor has a Rolls Royce. Why don't I ask him to drive us? To which I totally freaked out and said, oh, no, that's just too much. And then my girlfriend was like, what are you talking about? Get the Rolls. So we got the Rolls.
Hey, it's a fancy night. You've got to arrive in style.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think we arrived too early to really make the splash that maybe it should have.
We've got Sir Dave Dobbin. Hello. How are you tonight, Dave?
Very good indeed.
Any expectations of the night, things you're looking forward to?
Oh, I just think, just bumping into everybody and catching up. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
It's a small town after all.
It is indeed. This is a mean question to ask. Any favourites, or is music the winner on the night?
I think music's the winner on the night, but my personal favourite is Anthony Tonin. So we'll see what transpires. I feel sorry for the nominees, because it's a bit of a nerve-wracking time for them tonight, I think.
Yeah.
Especially standing in front of all their peers.
For sure.
Well, bless them. It'll be fine. I'm gonna shine on the people, shine on the people. I'm gonna beam it on the people, beam it on the
people. Diane Swan, how are you tonight?
I feel like I've won already, just for being in. I truly do.
Yeah.
Because it's such an amazing thing to be nominated for. Just the because it recognises excellence and creativity, and that's to me it's the one award I want to be up for.
Hello, Daniel, aka
Hello, Rachel.
Sheep, Dog and Wolf. You look fantastic. I think we should start with who you are wearing.
Oh, yes. So I'm wearing the main feature is a long dress, a kind of lilac grey by Taylor Groves, who's a local designer operating out of a store on Karangahape Road called The Keep. I've always really admired the Tate Prize as an award. I think it's probably the one that I consider the most what I would want in New Zealand, because I write in albums and I usually listen in albums, and it also seems to be as divorced as possible from commercial success, which is good for me. Good for the weirder artists. So it feels really wonderful to be nominated again. It's so nice.
How are you feeling about being up for the big award tonight with Team Dynamite?
Yeah, pretty excited to be here. So I was just telling the bro, it's always nice to be nominated and to be amongst all of these people here. So yeah, we don't know too much about the Tate, so we did a quick Google and was like, oh shit, some real stuff here. And then looked at all the other winners and we were like, okay, cool. Always expecting the worst, keeping the blessed, keeping the rest of it bay. Open the door where I lay,
better be ready, grenade, pull the pin. I'm so Vera Allen, how are you?
I'm super excited and just happy to be out of the house. I'm wearing my auntie's jacket that she gave me, which is this tailcoat.
Beautiful.
My other auntie's high-waisted velvet pants, and then a secondhand shop find,
Very cool. Kind of a pirate vibe in it.
Yes, goth pirate.
Goth pirate.
I'm trying to bring it back. About my skin.
of French for Rabbit. You're up for the prize.
Really lovely to be nominated alongside our friends and in this community, because it feels like a really wonderful community to be part of. So I feel like anyone's album could win because they're all perfect in their own individual ways. So yeah, we're just really happy to be part of that.
This is a very glamorous affair. How's the nerves?
Yeah, the nerves are good. The nerves are good. I feel like I'm with friends. I'm with whānau. And I've missed these things. You know, I think musicians, we tend to be like, oh, no, awards, that's just the man. But I kind of like being in the same room as musicians.
And yes.
I've been thinking a lot about how much I missed green rooms,
yes,
and sharing food and the writer with other musicians and other people in our profession. And this is a little bit like a really big green room, except with, you know, normally you don't have all the bands in the same place.
You know why you were brought in, you knew how you'd be drawn, but you're not a cartoon villain.
Feel understated, yet celebrated. I want to be humble, yet radiant.
Adelaide Cara, how are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling so proud to represent Ōtē Pōtē, and I feel particularly proud to represent student radio, because I feel like that's really what got me into like my album and getting it known and stuff. So I'm really just here as a big like SRN Radio 1 BFM supporter, and like I'm just super stoked to be able to like sort of bastion that. Yeah,
but it takes so long to become the one should become.
Jasmine Mary, you have got some crutches with you tonight.
Yeah, just as a part of the look.
Yeah, it really works.
Yeah,
with the velvet dress.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
it's
you.
Looking great. Sitting with Nanoise, who won it last year. So
Nanoise, very famous band. Nanoise, yes.
I'm from them.
Rubbing off.
We're just rubbing off our famous band energy, you know. Award-winning band.
I'm here to network. I'm here to make friends with the right people. Yeah. I won't be talking to anybody that hasn't won tonight.
Well, prescient that Jasmine should say that, because it was indeed Jasmine Mary who took out the category last night, which is for the Auckland Live Best Independent Debut Award. They were up against Adelaide Cara for How Does This Sound? You heard Adelaide chat just before then, and also Proteins of Magic for Proteins of Magic. It's a really special award because it celebrates new music, people that are kind of fresh onto the scene in the last wee while. And Jasmine's album, The Licking of a Tangerine, has definitely been a station favourite here. It was recorded at Roundhead Studios with Peter Riddell of Wax Chattels and Sulfate, and also the producing brains behind many local albums at the moment. Dave Kahn is also part of the band. Also the wonderful Courtney is involved as well. And we're going to have a listen to the track Dancer from that record now. And then we're going to be hearing a little bit from Jasmine after they found out that they'd won.
Walking around with holes in my eye. You wouldn't like me if you met me now. I'm another thing.
Jasmine Mary, winner of the Best Independent Debut. We've got great room reverb in here. It feels very dramatic.
Ooh.
That was gorgeous.
Sorry, I play music. Sometimes it just screams out of me. I'm just writing, just improvising constantly.
You are an absolute legend. We're so happy to see you acknowledged for this award. How are you feeling?
Absolutely divine. It's maybe one of the nicest things that's ever happened to me.
That's so nice.
It is so nice. Do you know what? Because I don't think about this music. And I make it, and it's entirely me. So I just had a bunch of people say, you're good, and we hear you, and we love you, and that's fucking lovely.
That is lovely.
Literally all I care about.
And I love you so much. You hobbled up there on your crutches.
I did.
With your band behind you for moral and literal support. Well, how was having your crew with
you?
That
was embarrassing. Well, I asked them to be there. I begged them to be there. No, because I wouldn't exist if it wasn't for them. Like, not just musically, but in general, that's the thing. The people you make music with and you create with, they help your soul to exist. I'm feeling a little bit moved, obviously. But I just love them so much.
I think if there's ever a time to be moved by music and community, it's a night like this. You know, there's something so special about awards where you get to celebrate each other and celebrate not just your own stuff but the people who've helped you get to that
totally.
Point.
Totally. And the thing is, when you're getting like an independent debut, you're clearly new and it's a new thing, which means the band that's backing you, they're in it because they care about you.
Yeah.
And they believe in you, not because there's any gain for them other than you. And that's like a fucking affirming thing.
Hard out.
That these people are backing like who you are and what you believe in, not anything else, because at this point there's nothing else.
That is the biggest lie I've ever heard. I think you're one of those people who's constantly, whether you're trying to or not, creating stuff. Up there tonight you read out a beautiful poem actually that you had written a couple of weeks ago. Why did it feel good to read that in that moment? What was
well, I think,
that idea
so
about?
Dave Kahn, who's in my band, was grilling me about not writing a speech. I found it very hard to create words that were hypothetical because that felt disingenuine. And then my friend Sesha said, why don't you just read one of your poems? And I'd just written a poem called Music, so then I thought, well, that's the best thing to say.
Time and a place, it's the perfect little nugget for that evening.
And a great way to not say something really stupid.
Now that you've got this, I guess this is a huge milestone, but also a bit of a launch pad as well, because there are people who love your music already, and now there'll be new people who will hear about your music. What are you kind of excited for?
I didn't know people love my music. I know a few people love my music, but it's, I don't know, it's just affirming. And I, like, we're going to make another album and keep hanging out and keep loving each other and falling in love and getting our hearts broken, and that's the whole fucking point.
This is Jasmine Mary, winner of the Best Independent Debut Award last night at the Tate Prize. We're just listening to their track Fool right now. And before that, we were listening to their song Dancer, both taken from the album The Licking of a Tangerine, which is what won them the award last night. And we're going to move now on to the main course, I guess you could say, of the evening, which was the Tate Prize. Celebrating an incredible body of work. This is an award set up to honour Dylan Tate, the late, great New Zealand music journalist. The Tate Prize this year was taken out by Anthony Tonin for his wonderful album Leave Love Out of This, which was released on Nadia Reid's label Slow Time Records. And Anthony receives a $12,500 cash prize, which is pretty mean. That's your next album sorted there. And that's thanks to Recorded Music New Zealand and the New Zealand Music Commission. And we caught up with Anthony after the win to hear how he was feeling. Anthony Tonin, how are you feeling? You've got a big, heavy award, which we're all just admiring, and it is for a very beautiful album from a very beautiful night. What's the feelings going on in your body right now?
I feel lifted and very elated, and I've never... I mean, I was just amazed to be part of this lineup of 10 albums, and I was really delighted when I saw the list. Quite often in the last couple of years, I've struggled with music discovery, and I feel very critical. I feel almost... a little followed by the algorithms that are throwing me music, and I feel like it's harder for me to trust what music to like. But sometimes you can forget how much good music you do listen to, and I was reminded when I saw this list that I'd actually spent time with all of these albums.
Yeah.
And, you know, usually when I pop in the wireless earbuds, noise cancel, and try to run through New World as fast as I can to get through the duopoly supermarket experience. So I felt like these albums were very special, and I was just honoured to be among them. And to win one of these things is something else. But I feel really elated that it's such a community event, that I'm here with my peers and my people that work in this strange little trade we've got going.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is a special night for celebrating music that just does what it wants to do, because it you know, values being able to speak honestly and truly through music as a form. And I wondered a wee bit about this record. I know has been a really long time in the making for you. When you look back on it, particularly from a moment like this, we've just come off tour, we've got this award now, does it feel like it's changed for you as an album? Do you read songs differently? Does it feel like a new project? What's it like reflecting on this?
It feels like we did what we set out to do, and we couldn't have known what that was at the start of the process. But I really do think that we put everything into it. A decision that Jonathan and I made was that we would send me off on tour to play these songs as they were developing to an audience, and let that develop the songs further, so that when we finally recorded them, we were absolutely sure that we had the right synthesizer patch, that we had the right ending. Or, you know, there was a lyric on Mount Cargill that on the album release show, I realized the correct lyric, and it wasn't the one that was on the record. And so we both believed in the power of playing as a development tool and as a honing tool. But when I looked at that list of people I had to thank, it showed me how long we've spent on this, but it also showed me that we really just didn't leave anything on the table with this with this album. And I think that's what feels satisfying, because I just know that I couldn't have done it any better and with a better team.
Of the Tate Prize 2022, that was Anthony Tonin chatting about Leave Love Out of This, his winning record. Anthony was up in very fine company in the shortlist with Diane Swan, French for Rabbits, Lips, Luke Buddha, Reb Fountain, Sheepdog and Wolf, Team Dynamite, Troy Kingy, and Vera Allen. And it was a lovely, lovely evening last night celebrating music from Aotearoa in all forms. First one we're going to be hearing from is a brand new award. It's the inaugural New Zealand On Air Outstanding Music Journalism Award, which is a really important thing. It was talked about quite a bit last night, how this is something that is really good for our community. Music journalism is kind of it's quite a hard hard game to do at the moment. There's not necessarily a lot of money in it. It's quite hard to get the time and the space to celebrate local music in this way, but it is really, really necessary. And it was an amazing shortlist that was up last night. But the winner was the wonderful Tony Stamp from RNZ, although we're going to claim him because he is a BFM alumni as well, for his segment, The Sampler. So we're going to have a little listen to Tony chat about that now. We're also going to hear a bit of Reb Fountain underneath it because she performed two songs last night, Samson and Don't You Know Who I Am, from her self-titled album.
Love, want me like you're crazy, like my love. Kiss me like you're crazy, crazy for me, baby.
Hello, Tony Stamp, how are you?
Hi, yeah, good, thank you.
Tell us about this beautiful award that is sitting next to you in the chair, looking very glamorous there.
Well, ridiculously, I've just won the inaugural Best Music Journalist in Aotearoa award, which is super surreal. So I feel humbled, is my answer.
I think that this award is really significant, and you said this in your speech, because this is a part of the ecosystem that is really important. Like, you know, student radio alum know this, public radio alum know this. These things are ephemeral. You got to really fight for them. And having something like this is a bit of a marker in time to be like, hey, this thing is really cool. The sampler that you do for RNZ is really cool. It's really important, and it's helping platform things that need to be heard. Tell us a wee bit about what you try and do when you're doing the sampler. What are you trying to get out of the conversations you're having with artists?
First of all, yes, I agree that it's very important that this line in the sand has been drawn, and I really like the idea that you know, music journalism and music making are not separate. We're part of the same community. I love the fact that it's not adversarial in this country like it is in others. What was your question? What am I trying to do?
What are you trying
to do? Okay, I guess my somewhat pretentious answer is that I'm looking to uncover a little bit of truth. And maybe I can uncover some truth that no one else has, maybe not even the artists themselves. But my main motivation is to just get people to listen to these incredible albums and be nice about them if I think they're deserving. And maybe get the artists themselves to look at their work in a new light and maybe feel a bit better about it themselves.
That was Tony Stamp, who just was announced last night as the winner of the inaugural award for music journalism as part of the Tate Prize. He was up in fine company in the nominations with Under the Radar editorial team Chris Cudby and Annabelle Keane. Also with DJ Severe and Martin Pepperell for their work on Aotearoa Hip Hop, The Music, The People, The History, a fantastic podcast. And our own Jess Fu from BFM, who created such a wonderful, wonderful piece celebrating Milk 3 by Ruben Winter for Long Player over on Totally Wired. All of Jess's mahi on Long Player is amazing, and we were so stoked to see her up there. It's a really, really cool award, so huge congratulations to Tony. We're going to hear from another recipient of a very special award last night, and one that I got deeply fangirl over. Apologies in advance. Got to chat to Karen Hay last night. She was announced as the Independent Spirit Award, which is a really important way of acknowledging people who have just done so much for music here in Aotearoa, and it cannot be denied that Karen is one of those. Karen Hay, this is honestly quite a bit of a geek moment for me talking to you. I'm so stoked. Karen, you've had an incredible career and continue to have an incredible career. And I mean, I can speak from personal experience that you've had a huge impact on the way a lot of young women have come through the industry. Is it an interesting, exciting, strange point to be sitting at to get an award like this?
Well, it could be seen as the end of your natural life, perhaps. I was quite surprised, and I was very surprised that Dave was going to be presenting it. So surprise more than anything. And I think in terms of if I cast my mind back to the situation that you're in now or the time in your life that you are in now, I had a lot of shit thrown at me.
We're all grateful for that, you know, like trailblazing that you and your peers have done to kind of make a space much more accessible. And I know a lot of musicians who have found that knowing you listen to their music is a huge deal. Knowing that you've seen what they've been doing or heard what they've been doing is a huge deal. And who are you listening to at the moment? That's what I'd love to know.
Well, can I say I really wanted Vera Ellen to win tonight. I think she's made the absolutely pitch-perfect, beautiful album. Not to say that Anthony Tonin doesn't deserve his win and all of the people who were the finalists, but you know, that to me is, if I'm looking at where I sit musically in terms of what I like, I think that's just a perfect album.
The whole list tonight, actually, I was just like reflecting on the time. It's impossible to not come back to COVID because it's been such a bloody horrendous couple of years, but it has been incredible, the amazing work and music that still managed to persevere despite all of that. Looking at that lineup, I was like, shit, this was made in the last couple of years. Like,
yeah. You come back to making music in this country, and making music in New Zealand it has never ever been easy. When I was your age, it was like nobody gave a fuck, nobody ever heard of it. Nobody cared less about it. They all thought that it was badly produced, it was couldn't be heard on the radio, it didn't deserve to be there, and it was like, fuck off.
Yeah.
That is outrageous, you know. And even when I look now and think about how easy it is to get on an international stage, even though we are sort of, the world's opened up, you know, via the internet, it's still not easy. In our household we call it fame without fortune. Because you know, money, people say, well, money doesn't matter, but money does matter, because money matters to enable you to be able to create music without having to spend your whole fucking day doing a job.
I did want to end on, what are you excited about? We are kind of coming through a strange time at the moment, but there is a bit of hope on the horizon. What are you excited about for music from Aotearoa?
It's very, very different, the environment now, and I just want people to be able to create art and do it comfortably and feel that that's the one thing that they want to do and are able to do for their entire lives.
Yeah. He woke up in his mother. That was Karen Hay, the Independent Spirit Award recipient this year. Honestly, such an absolute pleasure and an honour to speak with Karen. She was awarded her prize by none other than Sir Dave Dobbin as well, which was extremely iconic. And she's just done so much for New Zealand music in her career, bringing awareness to tunes from Aotearoa, also bringing music from overseas into Aotearoa as well through Radio With Pictures, Kiwi FM, and all of the documentaries that she has contributed to as well. And of course her show on RNZ National lately is a fantastic continuation of that career as well. The last thing we're going to talk about in the Tate Prize world is the Independent Music New Zealand Classic Record Award, which was already known to us before we walked into the ceremony. It was a celebration of Proud, a Pacific Street Soul compilation, which was put together by producer Alan Jansen, who was the one who accepted that award last night on behalf of everybody involved in that amazing project. So we're going to end with some Sisters Underground. Thank you very much to everyone who spoke with us at the Tate Prize last night. Thank you very much to Zoe, who did some amazing editing deep in the night on these packages. Let's listen to this absolute stone cold classic. Cause if I don't pretty soon, I think I'll go lulu. Every day seems like the same old thing. Listen to the brothers talking about the damn Mac-10. I gotta roll, cause I got a feeling. I gotta keep the sound of the underground real in. And I'm out like bell-bottom trousers. Fruity, funky, chunky, dropping beats by the hour. And you know, the sisters on the boulevard. Don't give me props, they're just too damn hard. Stroll right.
right past them, roll right past them, even though they talk crap and make me wanna blast them. Because I'm chill, I have to keep subliminal, cause I know my enemies are white collar criminal.
Rolling in the neighborhood.
Never really understand what I mean. I'm telling you, child, I got a major dose of funk. I'm sick with the flavor of the thick chocolate stuff, but a pessimistic attitude can get in the way. So when the night comes, all you wanna do is play. So we roll to the club to see if we can get it on, even if we don't know how we're gonna make it home. Cause once on the floor, we can really shake a booty, shaking all our troubles away, doing the duty. Going on, keeping on till the break of dawn. Come every Friday, and I could've sworn I seen the same guy in the same shirt, 1 to 4. Had some trouble with the guys at the door, cause everywhere we go, it's like a show. You gotta watch your back, because you never know.
Rolling in the neighborhood.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.